During a Senate committee hearing, Democratic Representative Calvin Smyre spoke in favor of the bill.
Dr. King has a monument in Washington. He has a national holiday named after him, and he's the second Georgian to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. So he's been recognized in the world. He's recognized in America, and now we see it appropriate for him to be recognized here in his native state of Georgia.
Smyre is optimistic about the bill's chances. But he knows with just 4 working days left this legislative session, the clock is ticking.
Time is of essence.
Committee Chairman Republican Senator John Albers also supports the bill.
Martin Luther King is such a great Georgian American and really citizen of the world. I think it's a great way to honor him. I'm glad that we worked together to put some good protective language in to assure the state won't have any financial obligations. And hopefully the King family will work in harmony with us to make this happen.
Albert says the bill now would require the King estate to sign a waiver of release, ensuring the state would own the intellectual property rights to the monument. Albert says the move is needed to protect the state from any potential litigation over the monument.
It is my hope and my prayer that the children of the King family will come together in harmony. I think right now their lack and spirit of cooperation is tarnishing their father's legacy, and I want to hopefully use this moment in time to get them to come together and focus on his legacy and not necessarily monetizing everything that was a part of his life.
Last week, in a letter to Governor Nathan Deal's chief of staff, the King estate said it should have input on plans to honor the civil rights icon. Albers says Senate Republican leaders are currently on board with the legislation. Governor Deal has also expressed his general support for a monument honoring King. It's unclear when the full Senate will vote on the bill. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News, the state capital.